Good morning and welcome to worship at St. Matthew Lutheran Church. It is good to be able to worship with you in this way. This is the second Sunday of Christmas. I am Pastor Eric Trazzo and it is a pleasure to have this time. Let us now open our hearts and prepare ourselves for worship. We will begin with confession and forgiveness. Let us return to our baptisms and recall God's grace and promise to us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Hear now the good news. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Glory be to God on high, blessed are all beneath the sky. Midnight slumber lies o'er all, one lone bright lamp lights the stall. Choose old clothing, wrap him warmly, manger shall his cradle be. Born to save us from our sin, Word made flesh our lives to win. Come to earth from heaven's throne, mortal sin to bear alone. Glory be to God on high, blessed are all beneath the sky.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have filled all the earth with the light of your incarnate word. By your grace, empower us to reflect your light in all that we do. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. It is now time for the children. Peace be with you. Happy New Year. It's so wonderful to have time here and time to join with you in this worship. I am so glad that you're taking part. I don't know if you've seen before, but we actually have a lot of things for you that you can be doing both during worship and the rest of the week. And so I wanted to make sure that you knew all of the things that we have. Starting this week, we have our children's bulletins again. It had been a while, but now we know how to do them, and so now you can print them out. And so during worship, you can print out the children's bulletin, and there are all sorts of activities for you to do that tells you about the things going on in worship. And so make sure you do that so that you have something that you can be looking at during this time. But I also wanted to remind you, we have this Taking Faith Home. And that's also available for you, and it has all sorts of things to do all week. And so one of the things that it has is a mealtime prayer. Do you say grace before you eat? Normally in the church, that's one of the things we do. When someone gives you something, we know that the polite thing to do is to say thank you. And one of the great things that God gives us is our food to eat and the blessings of our lives. And so when we eat, we usually take a moment to say thank you to God. But sometimes it's hard to figure out what to say. And so that's where having a grace that we know can help. In my family, we take turns. Each person gets one night to pick. But sometimes we forget which ones to use. So each week in the Taking Faith Home, there's a grace that you can say for that week. So I wanted to read this week's with you right now, and maybe then you can use it the rest of the week. So it says, "Dear God, you who give us food to eat and Jesus to meet, thank you for your abundant love that comes to us from above. Amen." And I think that's a really great prayer to say before you eat because it reminds you about the food, it reminds you of the love that Jesus has for us, and all the love that God gives us. So this week, before you eat each day, say this prayer if you're trying to think of something to say. It's something you can do with your family. Blessings to you. Amen.
The first lesson is a reading from Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. Thus says the Lord, "Sing aloud with gladness for Jacob and raise shouts for the chief of nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, 'Save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel.' See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the farthest points of the earth. Among them the blind and the lame, and those with children and those in labor together, a great company, they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water in a straight path in which they have not stumbled. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the coastlands far away. Say, 'He who scattered Israel will gather him and will keep him as a shepherd, a flock.' For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and has redeemed him from hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud in the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Then shall the young woman rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow. I will give the priests their fill of fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my bounty, says the Lord." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Worship the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. Worship the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. who has strengthened the bars of your gates and has blessed your children within you. God has established peace on your borders and satisfies you with the finest wheat. God sends out a command to the earth, a word that runs very swiftly. Worship the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. God gives snow like wool, scattering frost like ashes. God scatters hail like breadcrumbs. Who can stand against God's cold? The Lord sends forth the word and melts them. The wind blows and the waters flow. God declares the word to Jacob, statutes and judgments to Israel. The Lord has not done so to any other nation. They do not know God's judgments. Alleluia. Worship the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion.
The second reading is from Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love, he destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven, things on earth. In Christ, we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope in Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit, that is the pledge of our inheritance toward the redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all
received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I hope that you found ways to celebrate the coming of this new year. New Year's Eve is my favorite holiday. I love the festiveness and excitement of it. So our family has a tradition of trying to visit somewhere different each year for New Year's Eve, whether it's the local ball drop in some town or other attraction, going to a city that has a first night program, or some other event. Whatever it is, we aim to go to a different city each year to celebrate the coming of the new year. And whenever possible, we like to find a way to include dancing. For me, nothing exudes a sense of celebration and joy more than the movement and excitement of an evening of dancing. And so over the years, we have spent New Year's Eve dancing in ballrooms in Washington, D.C., on a riverboat in the middle of Bangkok, in the streets of downtown Pittsburgh, at a concert in Manhattan, a restaurant in Atlanta, Universal Studios in Singapore, to name just a few. The energy of the people gathered together, celebrating with their whole selves, it's an incredible expression of joy, wherever it happens to be. This year, we did not dance. We stayed home and watched TV, which was not the first time this had happened, and it won't be the last time, and that's okay. There are some years that that's the way it works, and this year certainly was one. Nonetheless, we can be sustained by the memory of dancing that we have done, and the hope of the dancing that is yet to come. And so it was okay. I must suggest that we do not often enough lift up in the church the power of the image of dancing. Certainly, at one level, the life of faith is serious business. But more fundamentally, it's also a joyous reality, one that calls for dancing and celebration. We should not skip over that joy. Dancing is a recurring image in the Bible. Dancing was part of the harvest festival at Shiloh, we hear in Judges. In 1 Samuel, we see that the women greeted returning victorious soldiers with music and dancing. The Psalms indicate that dances were part of the worship of God, and we know that King David danced before the Lord as the Ark of the Covenant was brought to Jerusalem. In the parable of the prodigal son, dancing was part of the celebration of the son returning home. Dancing has an important role in expressing joy in religious situations, but also in non-religious situations, particularly a time when the end of something difficult or the return of someone who has been away. In the vision given by Jeremiah in our first reading today, the prophet exclaims, "Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Then shall the young women rejoice in the dance, and young men and old shall be merry." Now, Jeremiah is addressing a people in exile, a people scattered and trying to hold on to who they are and who they had been. And so he helps them recall the scenes of joy, the times of celebration. It would seem that if he is speaking of the young women rejoicing in dance, then he is evoking the scene of welcoming home the victorious warriors, or to look ahead, the prodigal son. It is a time of joy even for those who do not take part in the dancing itself, as it is a time of merriment for the young and the old. And so Jeremiah is bringing up an image that had not been seen in generations, and yet would have been recognized as a way of celebrating the overcoming of a great obstacle. A moment of deep relief, yes, but overwhelmingly, a moment of joy. Now, it's a secular image, as it were, not specifically a religious one. And yet it speaks of the way that God is at work, bringing them towards a time when the community would be restored and its traditions of joy renewed. By lifting up images of who they had been and the customs of celebrating the overcoming of hard times, Jeremiah gives a reminder of who they still are and who God is calling them to be. Looking back to the memories of joy that they had been, they can look to the future and the hope of what is to come, of who God is calling them to become. They can be sustained by the memory of dancing and the hope of dancing that is yet to come. As a church today, we are a people scattered, like those in exile, trying to hold on to who we were and who we had been, trying to remember who we are. What does it mean to be St. Matthew Lutheran Church today? Is it the same as it was a year ago, 10 years ago, 50 years ago? Will it ever be like that again? Well, let's remember who we are by remembering who we have been. That can lead us into who we may yet be. So let's remember the dancing. Let's remember the celebrations, the times of joy. Let's remember not for the sake of nostalgia or trying to recreate it, but remember what it is like to be gathered in anticipation, gathered in joy, the excitement of coming together in Christ. That looking back propels us into seeing the work of God, who is still with us now, still calling us together, so that we may see who we might yet be. Knowing the feelings and ceremonies of joy leads us to a time when the community will be restored and the traditions of joy will be renewed and take on new meanings, new forms, based on those old ways. The celebration of overcoming the obstacles and difficulties of this time is a promise. It will come. It's already on the way. And we are invited to take part in it now and in it eternally. And so, rejoicing is central to our life of faith. It's a foundational part of receiving the goodness of God, of celebrating the good gifts and the blessings of a community. And so this rejoicing is not intended as a staid intellectual activity. We're not just saying joy as something in our minds. It's expressing with our whole selves an exuberance at God's presence and continued love towards us. It is a form of dance. So we might not be dancing at this moment, and yet, in a few minutes, we will be gathered to celebrate God with us, to enter with joy into the Eucharistic feast, to return this to our Sunday morning activities, even though it's a new way, invited to come to the church building to rejoice with our whole selves about the goodness of God coming to us. In this feast, we are all made merry and experience God's presence and grace with our whole bodies. In this feast, we are promised that it is but a foretaste of a greater celebration to come, a time of dancing and song, a time to come when our joy will overflow. Today, we are not yet able to gather in the building, but we can gather at the building, a slight taste of the celebration that when we can actually gather here, which is yet another foretaste of the celebration that will come eternally. And so in this time of celebration, we know not just who we have been, but who we will be, who God is moving us towards becoming in the future. We are a people who move toward joy, people who are sustained by the promise of the Lord of the dance. And so let's not forget what it means to celebrate. Joy is coming. Let us be ready to partake of it now. So put on your dancing shoes and come join the feast. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Let us join together in confessing our faith using the words of the Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. joining our voices with the song of the angels. Let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need.
Redeeming God, you gather together your people from the farthest points of the earth. Protect your church from stumbling. Let it not be overcome by sorrow, division, or despair. Make us radiant with goodness, that we might live always to the praise of your glory. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You bring together heaven and earth. All creation testifies to your splendor. Hold the ecosystems of this earth in delicate balance, from coastlands to farmlands, forests to wetlands, deserts to rainforests. Show us new ways to live in harmony with the world around us. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You overflow with grace upon grace. Expand the imaginations of those who serve in positions of authority. Open their hearts to the needs of their nations and communities. Protect all those in harm's way and those risking danger for the sake of others. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You bring consolation to those who weep. Embrace those who feel far off, excluded, or defeated. Accompany those living with chronic and invisible illness. Sustain the weak and weary. Refresh those who labor under the weight of pain or sickness, especially Mike B., Denise, Skip, Allie and Jerry, Lorraine, the Meany family, and Tom. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You come to us in the beauty of darkness and of light. Bring justice and reconciliation to communities divided by oppressions and misuse of power. Guide us to speak holy words of advocacy and truth. Help us to honor your image in one another. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
And you stand with those who are lonely, isolated, or homebound. We pray for all those who need to sense your presence with them, especially Nancy, Beth, Dallas, Marge, Karen, Paul, John, Janet, Avis, Alexis, Dave, Chris, Elise, Patricia, and Willie. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for all members of this congregation. We give thanks for their faithful presence among us and for the gifts that they share. Today we pray especially for Ron, Pat, and Samantha, Tasha, Taylor, Sydney, and Jaden, Dennis, and Chris, Joe, and Kara, Grace, and Abigail, Joe, and Joyce. Bless them and protect them. Help them to know your continual presence in their lives, and lift them up through the bonds of Christian fellowship through this congregation. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You turn our mourning into joy. We give thanks for those who have died in the faith, especially Mike Meany. With all the saints, give us our inheritance in Christ. In the fullness of time, gather us all together in your mercy. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. God of mercy, come quickly with us. Come quickly to us with grace upon grace as we lift these and all our prayers to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share a sign of peace with one another.
God's peace and Happy New Year. And welcome to live stream worship from St. Matthew Lutheran Church. We know live streaming is not the same as being here. However, we hope you find this worship service to be a meaningful experience, even though we occasionally experience technical difficulties. This Wednesday, January 6th, St. Matthew is having a virtual Epiphany party for all Sunday school. Great. That's Wednesday evening, January 6th, 6:30. I have no idea what's going on with my microphone. So, the Zoom link is in last Friday. An email also. Speaking of my nerves.
I'm going to move over here.
Yeah, open one.
Thank you, Ethan. Speaking of eBlast, I know you know how to do it because you're tuned in, but tell your friends how easy it is to subscribe. This is the best way to stay informed of St. Matthew news and events. And don't be alarmed if you hear your name or a friend's name mentioned in the weekly prayers. Pastor Eric is praying for everyone in the directory this year. This morning, immediately following the worship service, the Sacrament of Holy Communion will be distributed as you drive through the exit driveway. This is the first time we're attempting this, so we'll see how it goes in this inclement weather also. For our third graders, virtual First Communion instruction begins next Sunday, January 10th at 11:15. Also next Sunday, we resume our virtual Sunday school with Camp Crossroads also at 11:15. And Monday night, January the 11th at 7 p.m., there will be Zoom ministry meeting night. All leaders and team members are encouraged to participate. Finally, looking ahead, mark your calendars for February 7th. Yes, we all know it's Super Bowl Sunday, but it's also the day we're having our very important annual meeting when our 2021 budget will be voted on. That's 12:30 p.m. via Zoom. Thank you.
Let us pray. Good and loving God, we rejoice in the birth of Jesus, who came among the poor to bring the riches of your grace. As you have blessed us with your gifts, let them be a blessing for others. With the trees of the field and with all earth and heaven, we shout for joy at the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life, blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for promises to your people. Blessed are you in the prophets' hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." And so with this bread and with this cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. All praise and glory are yours, O Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, one God, now and forever. Amen. And so, gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The table is ready. taste and see that the Lord is good. We will invite you to come soon to join us for this feast in the drive-thru. But now receive the blessing. The God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The God of grace bless you now and forever. Amen.
Go in peace. Christ is with you.
Thanks be to God.